Bible reading number 87, Numbers 12, verses 1 through 16. Miriam was punished. Even Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses. Moses had married a Cushite woman. They said to themselves, "Is Moses the only one whom the Always Present One speaks through? Doesn't he speak through us too?" And the Always Present One heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man. He was the least proud person on earth. So Yahweh suddenly spoke to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. God said, "All three of you, come to the meeting tent now." So the three of them went. Yahweh came down in the pillar of cloud. He stopped at the entrance to the tent. He called to Aaron and Miriam, and they both came near. He said, "Listen now to my words. If there is a true prophet from Yahweh among you, I, Yahweh, will show myself to him in visions. I will speak to him with a dream. But that is not true regarding my servant Moses. I trust him to lead all of my people. I speak face to face with him. I speak clearly, not with hidden meanings. He has even seen my form. You should be afraid to speak against my servant Moses." Yahweh was very angry with Aaron and Miriam. God left. The cloud lifted from the tent. Then Aaron turned toward Miriam. Look, she was as white as snow. She had leprosy. Aaron said to Moses, "Oh, please, my master, forgive us for sinning so foolishly. Miriam is like a dead woman. I beg you, don't let her be like a baby that is born with half of its flesh eaten away." So Moses cried out to Yahweh, "Oh God, please heal her. Please." Yahweh answered Moses, "If her father had surely spit in her face, then she would have been shamed for 7 days. So put her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can come back." So Miriam was isolated outside the camp for 7 days, but the people did not move on until she came back in. After that, the people left Hazeroth, and they camped in the desert of Paran.